Hello, welcome. Episode 41 of the Bobbycast, brought to you by Blue Apron. Thanks, Blue Apron. Guess who will be on episode 42?
John Oates
from Hall & Oates, yeah. So, we want to come and do a short one today because last night was our iHeart Radio Music Awards, and so not so much talk about the show, but I think it's cool because we get to be part of the cool kids group and sit right down there with all the cool kids.
Yeah.
And on my Snapchat, if you watch, like, I was sitting one table away from Justin Timberlake, one table away from Ed Sheeran. That Chainsmokers was like a table and a half over. There were a lot. I mean, it was all right there. And it was a cool. First of all, the ratings were up like 33%. I just got the news, which is great. And so it was a cool show. Man, we were out there for 3 days. And also, I did a red eye last night. I don't do red eyes ever. Because I'm like cool. Cool people do red eyes. Like, I'm going to take the red eye. I don't even know what that means. I just heard it on TV. And I would have to take them from L.A. to New York a couple of times in my life. Because it would be like, you have to go do an event in Los Angeles and fly to the event in New York. And that was the only red eye I'd ever took. And that wasn't even really a red eye. But I took a real life one last night. And so we had to get back in time for the show this morning. Here's a little behind the scenes. And if you're listening to this, then you're one of the hardcore listeners. Like, so you get to know behind the scenes. So Amy and I, there was a slight emergency. So we were supposed to fly out this morning and come back about 1 p.m. Something happened. We had to go get on a flight at 11 p.m. or so and fly and get back into Nashville at like 4:15. So what we did is we recorded the first two segments in case we weren't able to make it back in time because Amy checked it back. And I guess I can't get annoyed at Amy. She's a girl. And that's her excuse about checking back. She's like, listen, I have a lot more stuff. But if it had been like Lunchbox, I'd be like, dude, why are you checking a bag? Yeah. But so it was like sometimes you can't predict when her bag would come out. So we recorded the first two segments in Los Angeles right before we left from the studio in case we weren't able to get back to Nashville in time because of whatever reason. Well, we got back in time. And we got up anyway and we got to the studio and we're like, oh, we have the first segment recorded anyway. And it wasn't much. It was us saying, hey, welcome back. We'll tell you about the iHeart Awards. And our safety valve ended up screwing us in the booty. Did you hear what happened?
No, I haven't.
So as we got back and did the show live the rest of the day, that first segment said, hey, we're still in Los Angeles. So it sound, yeah, exactly. So we're not smart enough to realize that we said that. So a couple listeners today were like, hey, your first segment of the show said you were still in L.A., but the rest of it you were back in Nashville. And so that's the behind the scenes of what really happened. Is we recorded the very first part of it in case we were late, and then we were idiots and didn't pull it down. We should have just went on the air. Yeah. But we were like, we already got it covered, and so we'll let it be. But we didn't, and we're stupid. So, but there, we have safety valves for things like that. Like, if it's going to be really close, we'll record a segment.
That's what we get for over-preparing.
Yes, that's what we get for being, like, too worried about the product.
That's how worried we are.
But, yeah, we were worried we weren't going to make it back in time, so we actually went to a studio and did two segments, and we cut the second one, but left the first one. So I took a red eye last night, and there were no window seats, so I sat in the aisle. I always sit on the window, and I always fly Southwest, but there was only American at that time. Southwest doesn't do really overnight flights, so I sat on the aisle, and I tried to sleep, and I couldn't lean my head against anything, so that was difficult. And then I was crammed because we were in like row 43, crammed into these seats. And I'm a tallish guy. I'm over 6 foot tall, so I'm on the taller side of things. And so I'm crammed to the seat, and my leg is just barely in the aisle because I have no room for my feet. And so every time I'd fall asleep, somebody walks through going to the bathroom, bam, rams me. I got no sleep. I probably slept three times about 20 minutes at a time on a four-hour flight. So I was miserable. Got here, did the show. And then, you know, you do the show and you get a second win. Then I slept. Just ran into yoga real quick. And then now I have a work dinner to go to. So it's been a pretty busy day. But that's my – oh. We're going to talk about this on the show tomorrow. But in case you miss it, this is the funniest thing because I haven't been able to tell the story yet. It'll be on the radio show tomorrow. So you'll hear it then, Mike. But we're in the airport. It's 11 o'clock, right? And Amy goes, hey, I have to go to the bathroom. And it's just Amy and I because Lunchbox, he didn't need to get back, so he was just taking the next flight.
Mm-hmm.
And Amy goes, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll meet you at gate 46 or whatever. It's at LAX. I'm like, cool. She comes running in a sprint to the store that I was in. I was buying some almonds for the flight. And she goes, guess who's walking down here? Guess who's walking down here? And I was like, oh, she goes, Derek Jeter. And I'm like, really? And I see this big Louis Vuitton bag and like a bodyguard escort coming through and walks by Alex Rodriguez. And I was like, that's not Derek Jeter.
Close.
It actually is close. Like, that's the only saving grace. That because they did play for the same team.
Yeah.
They did play one spot away from each other because Jeter played shortstop and A-Rod played third. They both, you know, ooh, it was close. It was so close. Because I put that on my Snapchat last night. Did you see that?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was late. We were at the airport late. And so I put that on my Snapchat last night, really late. And someone was following me on Snapchat. My name is Bobby Bone Show. And they said, hey, that's nothing. Once I saw LL Cool J and yelled, hey, Puff Daddy. I was like, that's totally different. First of all, Amy didn't yell at them, but she did come running over. And she did. But to give her credit, she did recognize a baseball player.
Yeah.
And again, you can't get any closer than the same team.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the same ethnicity.
No.
They're not white, I guess. But, yeah, she was like, there they are. There he is, Derek Jeter. And Alex Rodriguez walks by. So there was that. And that was after a night of the iHeartRadio Music Awards, which we will talk about for a bit. But I got to give a shout out to Lunchbox because he took his wife and the show's advice and bought clothes that fit.
Mm-hmm.
For years, he just wouldn't wear clothes that fit.
No.
The thing is, he's going to start wearing clothes that fit, and the style is going to go back to being baggy. Because you're already kind of starting to see that a little bit. And because what happens is, like, hip-hop culture kind of takes and rolls downhill. And so they're back to wearing baggy things. And so I think in like 3 years or so, we'll probably all be wearing baggy things again. But I thought Lunchbox looked really good. You could tell it's uncomfortable with somewhat fashionable clothes
because
that's just him. And his hair was like gelled up. And he was like, look, he's like, I'm ready. I felt bad for him though because he was wearing the same shirt that Elvis Duran was wearing the day before. And I was just like, oh man, like he really tried. And like his cool shirt, it was a cool shirt. But his cool shirt, like a guy we were hanging out with the day before had it on.
Just a pregame shirt.
As a pregame. Yeah, but I thought Lunch did great. Like, he looked great.
He did.
We sat at the table, and, you know, we get to these red carpets, and I complain about red carpets all the time. I hate doing them because nobody wants to talk to me. In Nashville, it's a little different, but when I'm in LA or New York or Vegas or anywhere that's happening an event, like, they have – and they shouldn't. Like, I'm just a – in the country music world – I have my place, but in like the world, nobody cares. They shouldn't care. But still, they insist I walk down this red carpet. It's like they're walking me through junior high. It's like, okay, I'm going to take you back through junior high for about the next hour, okay, where nobody wants to talk to you, and you're going to feel like a fool, and ready, go. And so they take me to the first place. It's like E! News. E! News doesn't want to talk to me. So we get there before the red carpet even opens. That's how unimportant we were. We're like the warm-up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even sure the cameras or microphones were on. And so they're walking, and the publicity girl, it's like, here's the card. What happens is they hand the person a card before you get to them. That's what's supposed to happen. But we were the first ones on the carpet, and Amy and Lunchbox weren't even talking. They were just standing back, and I was doing the interviews. Is that they handed the person the card right in front of me. So the person's like studying the card right in front of me. And like, Bobby Bones, radio show host, author, stand-up comedian. Okay. Hi, I'm here. It's just, and it was like six interviews in. I was like, can I please not do this anymore? And so I went down to the end, and I got to switch it up and started doing some of the interviews. And so in a setting like that, they don't really know country artists.
Mm-hmm.
And the country part was a small part of the iHeartRadio Music Awards. Just probably the smallest. Even though it's the biggest format, the smallest part of that kind of show. When I say biggest format, the most radio stations, you know, in the country, our country. So we go, and I see that I knew Kelsey Ballerini was going to be there, but it was so crazy that I didn't see her until the show. So I text her sitting at my table. And there are probably 40 tables. And to be down to the tables, you kind of have to be of some substance. Either an artist, a manager, a record label head or exec, or one of the pillar talents inside of iHeart. Meaning, The Breakfast Club is the main hip-hop show. We're the main country show. Elvis Duran is the main top 40 morning show. Enrique Santos, Spanish language. You know, so they're all – that's who was down there radio-wise. So there wasn't any pretension about taking pictures. Everybody was cool. Like, you could go up to anybody, anywhere, and be like, hey, I got to take a picture. And everybody was like, sure. Because everybody felt like that everybody was somebody, even if they didn't know who it was. Mm-hmm. Like, this is like somebody I got to be nice to. Like, people just walking Miley Cyrus, hey, Miley, get a picture. She's like, sure, why not? Chris Martin, yeah, come on, let's take a picture. Because they didn't know if it was like a label guy or a manager of another artist. And so everybody was just cool. And it was a neat environment to be in. And I didn't want to geek out. And I only went up to one person. I went up to Shawn Mendes. Of all everybody that was there. And I remember seeing him. I've seen him over the years a bunch of times. But, you know, he was that kid from Vine. And now he's got, like, Stitches. And I mean, Shawn Mendes has big pop songs. That, I know what you did last summer. Remember that one?
Yeah.
He has Mercy. Oh, man. Like,
I like Mercy.
He's the only one that, this is Stitches. Yes, this has, yeah. That was like, hey, dude, can I get a picture?
I thought that I've been hurt before.
He's really nice because he thought it was somebody important. I didn't.
But no, no one's idea it wasn't. Never left me quite this sore. Your words cut deeper than
the thing is, this kid's like a really talented musician. And his stuff comes out and it's so pop, and you think, oh, just a pop star. But he's a really good musician. This is that I Know What You Did Last Summer. With the girl from, they used to be in Fifth Harmony.
Yeah.
But then he has that song. The only reason I really love him is he has a song called Ruin. And it sounds like Gravity from John Mayer, really. Like, so I went out and was like, dude, this song's my jam. Like, I listen to it on repeat. And so I was like, hey, get a picture. And then it was this whole awkward thing where I thought she would have her phone and she didn't. So my phone was in my pocket. And I was like, oh, it's like a douche. Yeah. But he was cool. It was good.
Do you think about
and so
me?
We're there. Here's the behind the scenes thing that happened. So our table's one table away from Justin Timberlake. Like on my Snapchat, I show where Justin is sitting. Like literally, they're round tables like if you were at a banquet hall. And Justin Timberlake's table's right there beside. And Timberlake wins the first award of the night, which is the maybe Song of the Year?
Yeah, Song of the Year.
For Can't Stop the Feeling?
Mm-hmm.
And so he goes up and he accepts the award and he gives this speech. It's really cool. And he's like, hey, if people don't think you fit in, screw them. And, you know, I was also, you know, what they call the sissy boy from Tennessee, you know, be different. That was really cool. And then it was over. Peace out. Whole table left. Like, whole 10 people to the table. Gone.
My bones.
So he was out. So he was there for like 6 minutes. Did his thing, got his award, peace out.
Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up no sea.
But he has that shave thing going on, the shave thing around his head. Because, you know, I saw it at the Grammys when he came out. Like, he has the bowl,
oh, yeah.
The shave. But Jessica Biel wasn't there. But I didn't talk to him, although I could have. Like, we were literally, at one point, probably 6 inches from each other. I just want to I don't want to bother him. And everybody was bothering him, but he didn't seem bothered by it.
Well, he was only there 6 minutes, so he's like, all right.
Well, before the show, he was there, you know. But, like, even Ed Sheeran came in. And Ed was at another table right beside me. And Ed,
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet. Over my heart is
Ed just chilled, talked to everybody who came up to him.
I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room.
Ed's been on a radio show before. Don't forget about that sometimes. Ed came in. I don't know what he played.
I'm in love.
But he came in. I know he had like a Florida Georgia Line, like half cover.
Yeah.
But he
maybe Lego House? Or
AP
maybe?
Maybe Lego House. But yeah, Ed's played our show before. So, saw Ed. Chainsmokers were sitting. I don't really have a lot of it. I'm not really into the Chainsmokers. Like, everybody is. And I love all kinds of music. I'm just not into the Chainsmokers. Are you?
I mean, I like Closer for a minute.
And that was the number one song for 3 months.
Yeah. But
so I get that song. I don't know. I've just heard like weird things about those two dudes. But you know what? If I were young and super rich and super famous all of a sudden, I'd probably be doing crazy stuff too. Is this the Chris Martin song?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought this was cool. I love Chris Martin. I love Coldplay. I love that Chris Martin went into the crowd and made the mosh pit. I talked to Chris Martin for a second because we were chest to chest as everybody was during commercials. You ever watch like the Golden Globes and it shows the cutaways during the commercials?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like up talking to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what this was like. So as soon as commercials, boom, everybody's up talking to each other. Boom, 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 boom. And so as everybody's trying to get to tables, Chris Martin and I are up like chest to chest trying to get by each other, but we can't because there's no room. And he had just finished. He had just come off. And I was like, hey, man, that was really great. He was like, hey, thanks, man. I appreciate that. He said, it's the first time we've ever done that, like this. And I was like, oh, that's fantastic. And again, I think he just thought I was somebody. So I felt obligated to have a cop. But who cares, right?
Yeah.
Like, I guess at that night I was. It was just awesome and nice. Somebody I can miss. Katy Perry was really pretty. Like,
she looked really good.
She looked really good. And it's probably been 8 or 9 years since I've seen her in person. But she's really pretty. This is Chained to the Rhythm. Are we crazy? She did this to open the show. She stayed the whole show. You know who also sat next to was Halsey.
Oh, yeah.
And I did that creepy Instagram. We took the elevator back.
I saw that.
And I was like, first of all, we sat beside each other, probably 6 seats away. And she was wearing a belt as a top. And then we rode the elevator up to leave together. We're probably 6 inches away, and I Snapchatted just her. Like, just, that was a creepy Snapchat. It wasn't like of her body of anything, but like the back of her head. But we were probably like crammed into the elevator together. So, yeah, she was enjoying it. She stayed the whole show. And I was nervous about Thomas because whenever you put a country artist, you hope everybody just pays attention because they don't know our songs for the most part. And so Thomas did a really good job as star of the show. He sounded really good. It was a live performance and he sounded really good. Like, Ed sounded really good. I thought Ed's thing, what was peculiar to me about the Ed performance, it wasn't Shape of You.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
But when he came out and did Castle on the Hill, I've never seen Ed with a full band before.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden the scream, and Ed Sheeran's playing with a full band. I'm like, wow. You know, he just plays by himself, but the song is so big sounding. I'm on my way, driving at 19, out of this country late. Gotta thank Blue Apron for helping us out, because this thing wouldn't be on without Blue Apron and their support. And the reason Blue Apron and I even got together the first time on the radio show is because I was using it so much and talking about it, and people were going to the site going, hey, I heard this on the Bobby Bones show, and they were like, what? And so I say it because I use it. Blue Apron, first of all, they send all the ingredients for these meals to your house, and they tell you how to make them, and they're pre-portioned ingredients, and they're meals you would never make. I would suggest going to their website and looking at all the things they have to make. BlueApron.com/BobbyCast. Again, BlueApron.com/BobbyCast. Check out this week's menu like I'm talking about right there, because there's some crazy stuff that you'll be able to cook no problem. 3 meals, your first 3 for free with free shipping. BlueApron.com/BobbyCast. It's affordable, less than $10 a meal. Blue Apron delivers them in this box right to your house. Pre-portioned ingredients, delicious home-cooked meals, flexible. They have a card, too, that actually tells you how to make the meals. So thanks to Blue Apron for sponsoring the BobbyCast. But go now, 3 meals. BlueApron.com/BobbyCast. So there's that. Anything that you saw, Mike, that you had questions about? Because it really was a good award show.
Yeah.
It moved fast. It wasn't 3 hours, which I was super pumped. These award shows, these Oscars, once they're announced as 3 hour shows, I'm like, you gotta be kidding.
That's what I was saying. It was perfect.
Like, it was two hours.
Everything just belted out, and then bam.
It was like, and I get if you're a huge country fan, you get lost and you didn't know some of the people were, because I didn't know a few of the people were, and I was like, and even while I was walking the red carpet, I didn't know some of the people were. I thought no, like. Miley Cyrus has a couple of sisters, I guess.
Yeah.
Because she has a sister in Nashville that's older, and that wasn't the one that was playing last night. Noah was the one last night. Yeah. What was the song that she did? Do you know?
I don't remember what it was called.
Because there's something called Make Me Cry online, but that can't be it. But that's 82 million. But
one friend left to sell clothes.
No, that's that sure.
Is it the guy Labyrinth? Yeah. That was Make Me Cry.
It was Make Me Cry?
Yeah.
Oh, it didn't say Labyrinth on here. So yeah, she was wearing heels that made her 6'4".
Yeah.
So she was walking through and just towering over, and everyone was like, what? And she looked just like Miley did. I went in the trailer. So, like, I know Thomas. And so, and depending when you hear this, we're going to announce on Thursday of this week that Thomas Rhett's going to come play a full concert on our show for our 4th birthday. And so you may hear this a month from now and it's over. But, so we went, I went and saw Thomas in his trailer. He had finished rehearsing and I just finished walking the carpet. And so I went in and saw him and Laura's wife, and she's finally, like, openly pregnant. And so, yeah, that dude's, I mean, he's like precipice of being a big, he's a star in country. But like, there's that hard A tier to get into, which is the Luke, Aldean. It's the people that are always up for Artist of the Year. You know, the Entertainer of the Year group.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie,
Blake,
Urban, Blake. Like, that's the A tier. Dirks has crept up into the bottom of that A tier now. And Thomas Rhett is like right there about to hit it too. So it's really cool for him. And still really as normal for that, because he's a young guy, still pretty normal. I thought Florida Georgia Line was kind of, I just think they made country look kind of dopey last night. Because they came out, I don't know, they've changed. Like the one had long hair, now the other one has long hair. And they have huge songs, and I think they make their music's good. But now they're doing this whole image thing, and they came out, and they talked real slow, and they laughed at a joke that didn't work, and I was like, oh. Like, they're judging us based on our 3 appearances. Thomas Rhett, Kelsey Ballerini, they both nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
And at Florida Georgia Line, I was like, oh, man. Come on, guys. Come on. We're counting on you here. But, yeah, that we almost had it. Like, country almost had a clean sweep of just being awesome last night. So, yeah, it was good. I thought the whole thing was really well put together. I'm glad the ratings were great because that means that they're not going to be like, hey, you didn't do enough on social media. The red carpet was awkward. The show was great. The red eye back was just dreadful. The overnight flight was just dreadful. There's some backstory there on how the show works. If we think we're going to be cutting it close, we will record a segment. So we did, and then we screwed up because we were like, hey, we're still in LA. Like, idiot. I don't know why we did that. Even though we cut that segment like that. We should have just said we're in Nashville. Nobody would have known the difference. But we air because we're human.
Yeah.
And we're human because we air. any performance last night? That Big Sean? I met Big Sean like 5 years ago. And I was like, you know why they call him Big Sean?
Why?
You know, this is when I was doing hip-hop stuff. And I was like, hey, what's the deal? Why Big Sean? He goes, my penis is big. And he didn't laugh. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And that's, I don't know if that's true, if he was just messing with me, because I saw him backstage at an event in Vegas, and we were doing an interview together, and I was like, hey, why? Because he's a small guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yeah, it's because my penis is big. I didn't name myself that. It's like, interesting. So now every time I see him, I just imagine this dude up there rapping with a gigantic penis. That's all I see. And he's up there, and he's killing it. But all I see is a guy with a gigantic ding-a-ling. I'm just like, huh. I wonder what he's... There was always that question, and I've said yes. Like, if you were taking a whiz at a urinal next to Shaq, would you peek? I've always said yes, and I would look on the sly, because I wouldn't want Shaq to get... He's a huge dude. I wouldn't like to beat me up. But I would want to see, does it match his body?
Yeah.
I'm curious. It's science. I always said I want to know for science.
And I mean, if a guy's named after it, Big Sean, you got a little curious. If Big Sean and I were in the urinal,
I would, yeah, I'd probably look just to see. Because he told me that's why his name was Big Sean, because he had a big penis. So now anytime Big Sean, I see anything, all things are a penis. Every time. And he could have just been messing with me. That's it. Anything that comes through from you, Mike?
I was able to spot you on TV because you kept posting snaps of Fat Joe, And once Fat Joe, I was like, okay, Bobby, it doesn't have to be around there somewhere.
Fat Joe is one of the first people in. He came in when we did and just sat down and ate.
He's hanging out. Just
I didn't say anything to him, but Lunchbox was like, it's Fat Joe. And so, yeah, we were right beside Fat Joe. I'll tell you, too, what was awesome. And to go to the iHeartRadio Music Awards, like, all the – I have friends that do morning shows in this company. And they're friends. And we go and we get together, and there's absolutely zero sort of competitive resentment at all. Like, Charlemagne the God is really one of my friends. Like, he's probably the closest person I'm to outside of our show in any sort of work, professional environment. Like, we probably talk once a week, and that's more I talk to some of my friends. But we have a lot of projects that are very similar. But, like, me and the Breakfast Club, like, I'm doing a TV show with Angela Yee that I'm producing right now. Will it get picked up? I don't know. I think this one probably gets picked up. Probably. But, so I'm close to them. There's nothing competitive about hanging out with those guys. Elvis Duran, The Morning Crew, nothing competitive. Seacrest Show, nothing competitive. Enrique Santos, all these guys, it's so nice to be able to go and just hang out. Because so many times when you get and they have these radio seminars, really, like I always say, it's like a big weenie swinging contest. It's like, who's the coolest? Who can say they do more? And that's why I don't like going to this stuff. Because one, I don't like being out past like 5 p.m. And two, I'm not trying to – I was put into a place anyway where people were supposed to not like me, and not even as a person. But when they put us in, it was like, okay, you're now the biggest country morning show in the history of country music. I would have not liked me if I were a show, because here comes this show out of nowhere, and now they're – now I think we have a show full of really good people, but nobody knows that because they don't get to hang around us. And I think our listeners are the most loyal of anybody – except for Howard Stern, who's been on the air for 30 years, 40 years, I'm not sure. He's in his 60s, so close to 40 years. Like, I think we have the most loyal, awesome listeners in all of radio. And I want you, and I'm being honest because I'm not saying we're number one. I'm saying we're probably number two. We don't have 40 years in the bag. Yeah. Hey, guys, got some loyal listeners. Yeah. but behind it, and so it's a crazy thing to have people not like you when they don't know you, but I get it. And so I liked it. I like going to these because there was an award show and everybody got up and was so complimentary to the other shows. And it was kind of an inspirational thing on Saturday. We had a brunch with a bunch of iHeartRadio shows, all those shows. Big Boy from LA, who's a legend. Mm-hmm. I mean, Big Boy is the one who brought hip hop radio on the West Coast to the West Coast. Because like Ed Lover and Dr. Dre on the East in New York, and Big Boy, but Big Boy was in like all the movies, and like he changed the game. So Big Boy was out there too. I don't know. It was really cool. It was a good weekend. It was a long weekend. It was cold. It was 49 degrees. Went to California. I was like, what are we doing? Why is this in the 40s? And so that was pretty much the weekend. I don't think I missed anything. Or if there's any, there any celebrities that.
Did you see Bruno Mars at all?
I never saw Bruno Mars because it was at the very end. And we had to catch this flight, so we had to get to the radio station and record the one stupid segment that got on the air. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't even see the performance. Was it good?
Yeah, it was good.
What did he do?
He did what did he do? He did Treasure.
Yeah. Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
One song?
Yeah.
And Treasure. When his new hit? Or I guess Uptown Funk's not his. That's what we forget. Uptown Funk is a Mark Ronson song that he just put his vocals on.
He had like a medley. Started with Treasure and then did the new one. Yeah.
Okay, so he did it. The new one, it hasn't got me yet, but it will.
Yeah.
Do you like, what? Hold on, pull it up. Because I do find myself listening to the pop station less and less now, too. I'm just getting older, dude. But it's called, like, that's what I like.
That's what I like, yeah.
Right? That's what I like,
that's what
right?
I like.
I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby, I'm gonna like this song better. I can already tell. Join your ass and ride it. So go on and get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pad, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent some beach house in Miami. Hey, thank you guys for hanging out with us here on episode 41 of the BobbyCast. We're gonna go. I'm gonna fill you in on the iHeart Awards. Give you some inside info on how the show really works behind the scenes. Shout out to some of my friends. Give you some celebrity stories. It's a benefit of having a studio in my house. We We can just pop in and do it. Follow Mike D on Instagram and on Snapchat at Mike Destro. DeeEstro.
Gold jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on us. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
Yeah,
lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
A moment, Kelsey and I, Kelsey Ballard, I get in the habit of calling these people by their first names because I know them and I have to stop doing that. One, it either comes across as pretentious, which I don't mean it to, or two, people don't know who I'm talking about because I'm only saying a first name. Kelsey Ballerini and I were there last night. I were talking for a few minutes, and she was also like, man, it's so weird. Like, they think country people are all like, yeehaw.
Yeah.
It's like nobody, and we're like, yeah, it's, you know, we go and we do our thing, and we come back to our world and our people. It is. It's. I mean, it's a whole different kind of person out there. It's so fake.
It is weird when it comes across on like on social stuff. People are like, oh, look, it's country. It's like treated very like it's novelty almost sometimes.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. Thanks for hanging. This is episode 41. As always, we wouldn't be able to do this without you guys. So appreciate you being here. Hope you like the stories. And that's all. Thank you. We'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.